Hey, welcome back to the Coping With It podcast, a lifestyle podcast for Black girls like us who are just trying to get through it. I am your host, Tierra Janae.
And I'm also your host, Tisha.
Hey, so,
welcome back to another week of listening to us while we cope and hoping that you cope as well. I do want to start off by saying make sure that you like, subscribe, however you listen to your podcast, review, just make sure that you are doing what you need to do and making sure that we get to the top. So, because we love talking about how we're coping and we want to continue.
Absolutely. And yeah, if you want to reach out to us, if you got any comments or you just want to reach out to the two of us or like stay connected, you know, you can do that through Instagram or Twitter at Coping With It Pod. I was going to say at Gmail, but it's just at Coping With The Pod on Twitter and Instagram. So yeah, y'all, at Coping With The Pod. Now, Tisha, how your week been? Let's go. How you doing? How you feeling?
How has my week been? It's been pretty interesting. It's the start of, I will say this. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the corporate world and business and how it runs, but it's quarter four. Like, it's about to go into quarter four, so it's the end of quarter three. So it's been kind of crazy. So, next week is going to be hell on earth. I just want you guys to bear with me. I'm not going to be a pleasant person, and I'm going to have a lot of things that I'm going to need to cope with. So, and Tara, luckily that's going to be your week, but I just want you to know that that's going to be cray cray for me. So, and then bleeding into that next week, it's going to be just as crazy. But this week has been, okay, like it's I like today because today was beautiful. Like,
hey man, it was like a crisp fall day. The sun was out, but it wasn't hot, it wasn't humid, it was crisp and it was very comfortable. It was a nice weather day,
not a cloud in the sky. The trees were like dancing. I was sitting on my porch in like paradise. Like, I love days like this. And that's why I'm like today, I don't know if it just kind of like erased everything bad that happened this week. But so there was one of those days where I was just like in my zen place. Even with work, I got a lot of work done today. And I didn't feel like it was crazy versus earlier this week when I felt like, what is this life? But yeah, no, it's good. How are you doing? That was a long ass wind.
That was cool. No, we appreciate it. I'm doing, girl. I am happy that it's fall, you know, happy that it's football season. I love the home team. I'm down for the home team. I'm not really a huge football fan, but I'm a social football game watcher. So it's been nice to experience that. It's a little bit of normalcy on top of like the weirdness that's with the pandemic, but I've been experiencing some normalcy and like being able to watch the game with other people, but like social distantly, however we're gonna say that. But that's been cool. A little bit of like regular life there, but other than that, you know, life has been okay. We still chugging along. We got 3 more months left in this year, and I feel like I'm trying to, I know, girl, heavy sigh, heavy sigh, but I'm trying to make the best of it. I do have a question for you, though, because we did not follow up on this last week, and it's in my notes for this week. Did you watch Mulan?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for pulling up. Yeah, I did watch it.
Thoughts, comments? Let's go. Let people know.
Okay, let me know. To be completely honest, I was kind of drunk most of the movie.
So you paid that $30.
But I paid $30. I was trying to do the movie experience. You know, I can't get too drunk at the movie. So I was like, well, now that I can, might as well for that extra drink. But I thought it was well done. Like, I thought, despite all the controversy, I know there's a lot, because I didn't realize a lot of the controversy until after I bought the stupid movie. But then I was like, oh, I wish I didn't support like all this stuff, but you know, it is what it is. I already spent the money, they're not giving it back to me, so here we are. But the movie itself, aside from feelings of politics and stuff like that, I will say I was pleasantly surprised. I was a little annoyed when I first heard that they weren't going to do any music. So,
wait, what does that mean?
So, you know how Mulan, she sings, like it's kind of like a musical? They didn't do any music. Like, it was literally just a movie.
Which is interesting because on the other live action Disney films, they did do music.
Yeah. So that's why this one was like weird, because they chose not to do it with this movie, but it didn't take away. I thought it still told the story just the way that it should have. I think it would have been the way, because it was a very dramatic and it's like a serious movie. So if they would have added music to it, it probably would have been weird and awkward.
Kind of corny, like.
Yeah. So I guess I don't know if that was the reasoning, because it's a more serious type take. Because like the Mulan, the movie, like the cartoon, the animated, I guess, is more like campy and like upbeat. This has like a darker tone to it, and it's a little bit more serious. So adding music to it probably would have been weird. So I think it fit not having the music, but I was still kind of annoyed that I didn't. But it worked out in the way that it made sense. So. Okay. A long way of saying that I did enjoy it. Was it worth $30? Probably not, but I do think you watch it when it comes out in December. And
okay, yeah.
To my friends and family, if you want to watch it, let me know.
Well, girl, no worries over here. I have a password already, so I'll be watching in December when it is for the free. But yeah, I'll report back.
Yeah, let me know what you think, because I would like to discuss it. But I was thinking about going back and rewatching it, because I realized I didn't, but I'm like, I bought it, so I probably should rewatch it like at least as many times as I watched Hamilton, right?
Wait, so how long do you get with the $30?
I think it's for like forever. As long as you have Disney Plus.
Forever
with a period, because of streaming.
All right, well, that's fair. Well, I will check that out, like I said, in December when it is for the free for everybody else who has Disney Plus. We'll definitely check into that. One thing I did want to let our listeners know before we started the show is that, you know, we have a playlist on Spotify. So we have created a playlist based on our conversation last week, which is 78 minutes of music. The episode is called Pass Me the Ox, and we were talking about 78 minutes of music per day to impact your mental health in a positive way. So we have created a playlist, which is available on Spotify. We will link it on Instagram and Twitter, and also in the show notes. But if you just need 78 minutes a day of music to get you through, we have created a playlist. So yeah, check that out.
And yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for doing that, Tara. We would probably need to add some more, because I do want to like let the listeners listen to like my mini workout playlists. Like I said, it's not crazy. It may not, like, you may not like it, but I create different playlists depending on my mood and season. So I can throw them up just out of curiosity. But
yeah, let's throw them up. They'll be on the Coping With It account on Spotify. So yeah, we can definitely throw those up and link those and shout them out on our social medias so that y'all can access them and get some music to get you through it.
Yes, because that's what we do.
That's what we're doing here. So Tisha, what you got for I Just Want Y'all to Know?
Oh man, guys, just got some bad news. So I think we should start with that. So as we're recording today, Ruth Bader Ginsburg died at the age of 87.
Oh wow.
Yeah. This is, first of all, to take a step back, she's when it comes to just like women's rights and history and just like the progress that we had, she's been a big person, like a figure in this fight. So that's like devastating as it is. But on the other hand, like, we just lost a Supreme Court justice and a Trump
administration.
You guys realize how serious this is right now?
Like,
this is some scary
Oh, Tisha, I didn't even think about that. You're right.
Where my head, when I first saw that headline, I was like, crap. And it's like, I hate to think that way because her life obviously means way more than that. Oh, but absolutely. At the end of the day, like, we just lost a viewpoint in the Supreme Court that is for progress. And there's a person in charge right now who is trying his damnedest to like revert us backwards. And now he has another opportunity to do that. And this is so scary right now that I can't even like process it.
Oh, wow.
Cause like, I don't know if you ever, have you ever watched Handmaid's Tale?
I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for the viewers who did, and even those who didn't, like, it's one of those shows where, it was basically about dystopia of what life could be like. It's like a 1984 type show. Like, you ever heard of the book 1984? Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's kind of like that, but it's more like women focused, and basically women lose their rights. And the way that the Hulu series, because it's like a Hulu original, the way that, based off an actual book, by the way, but the way that they do it is they do it, they take it like a modern day spin on it. And women, like, everyone's like living their life, and then they suddenly like randomly start losing rights, and people aren't paying attention to the, to like what's happening. And I just vividly remember, like, in one of the episodes, the main character was like with her husband, but she was at work, and everyone, all the women were leaving, and the bosses were like, hey guys, you gotta go. Like, they just passed a law that said women don't have the right to work anymore. And like, and they don't have the right to own their own bank account. Like, they passed a law, like, modern day times. And it was like, because people are so far removed from politics and they don't want to think about what could happen, it's like, you, by not actively participating, are letting other people determine how you should live your life. And then it's going to suddenly hit you, like, I don't have the rights to do anything anymore because I didn't take the rights when I had them to have that voice. And this, more so than ever, is like, we need that voice. We need to continue to keep our voice because it literally, guys, everything that this idiot has done in power and gotten away with, we keep laughing and think, how the heck did he get away with that? And it's not funny anymore because this is dictatorship. Like, he's allowed to get away with things that are morally wrong, legally wrong, just wrong in general, and nobody is stopping him. So what makes you think that your rights are safe just because you have it right now? And so, on my bandwagon, but that is very important. She just died today, and what happens? He's in charge of appointing a next.
That's crazy. And didn't he have one before this, or was it?
You know, he appointed that one guy who raped that. Allegedly. Raped that lady, and it was like this whole court trial. She actually like had to like leave her job and everything because people were like giving her death threats. He still got through and he is a justice, but like, on top of all that, like, I just, it's just so surprising to me that this actually happened today. But he was recommending Ted Cruz as, and it's as absurd as it sounds, like, it's absurd that he's even president, because when he said that, when it was like brought up to us like 4 years ago, basically, people were like, oh, he's not going to become president. But it's like, that's absurd. So the fact that Ted Cruz a Supreme Court justice is not absurd, because it could happen. And it probably is a very more likely chance than you realize. And because of this news that I just shared with you today. So just wanted to get that out of there, because that literally just happened. It's like fresh off the press, fresh off my app, I guess. But like,
I'm gonna have to get on the Twitters right after we get off of this recording, because I did not know that. So
that's why I was like, before we record, I was like, oh my God, this is bad. This is bad. Like, yikes. I try not to get like freaked out. Like, who am I kidding? I get freaked out a lot, but like, but I do, like, I know I'm over dramatic about a lot of things, but there are certain things that I really am like genuinely worried about. COVID-19 was one, and this is another. Like, I'm not even, like, I'm very petrified about what's about to come after November 3rd, just because of all of the things building up to that day. So I'm not trying to be pessimistic, but I'm also setting myself up for like survival mode. Like, what do I need to do? Like, is there anything I can do? Are we just doomed? I don't know. We'll see. But I guess I'll fight to my very last breath. But
well, that's why everybody could get out and vote. I mean, it's a small step. It's a small gesture. But y'all, we got to do it. We have to.
Yes, please, guys. I'm so concerned right now. But
we will link all the voting. Like, again, I'll link all that in the show notes and the description. So if anyone needs help trying to figure out what to do about voting and getting registered and like their dates and stuff, I will make sure that we will link that in the show notes.
Because and I will say, and this is just like as a Black woman in America, I understand the idea of our voice not mattering, because I'm 100% I'm on that bandwagon. Like, okay, we're just gonna vote some other person in to not really care about Black issues in America. I totally get that. But I do think we need to realize that we're at this tipping point now in society. And when I say society, I mean like this world, because just look around the world. But definitely America is like the face of this world. So we're at this tipping point now where if you don't vote, you're voting for a dictatorship worldwide. We're going back in time. And that is only going to lead to like a very, it's not going to be a great way of life. Like, if you think being Black in America now is bad, imagine being Black in America in a dictatorship, okay? Just imagine that, okay? Because we were only Black in America during, like, the cusp of, you know, before, like, they actually formed the country. So they had democracy-ish. And so now we're going to revert back to a racist-ass country that also is a dictator. So just imagine what your life will be like and what your kid's life will be like in this situation. And if that doesn't get your ass out there to vote, I don't know what is. And if that's what you were hoping for, then I guess we're just going to have to deal with it, because we're going to have to fight either way. Whether it's if we lose this election, like, we're definitely not going to have rights, and it's definitely going to be a tipping point. And if y'all want to see blood, I guess we're going to have to see blood, but that's on y'all. But anyway, so enough about that. Go vote. up next on my, this was like before I got all the news, but I did want to call this out because I think it's extremely important. So we all know about ICE.
When I hear ICE, I think ICE. Immigration.
Yeah, immigration. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, so basically those people, the Nazi wannabes, or if probably are, they are like, there's been like some controversy now where like people in the in immigration, like border control and everything like that, while they were in, I don't know what you call it, like quarantine, or just like wherever they take them after they arrest them. A lot of people, women.
Oh, captivity.
Yeah, captivity. There we go. Mm-hmm. That's the word that we need. But basically they have been giving, hysterectomies, unwanted hysterectomies to a lot of these women in captivity.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah.
Hysterectomies.
They take their whole uterus out. They take their uterus out, and it's a form of sterilization, but they've been giving unwanted, hysterectomies. I would encourage you guys to actually look that up. And look at multiple sources. Obviously, don't just look at one. But that is something that's going on. And I think everyone should know about that. Because it's a kind of a big deal. Like, our country is, while we're obviously buried in the midst of all this other stuff, like headlines after headlines, we have to remember that when you think about the bad things that happen in society, and you imagine, like, how do people not, like, do anything about it? Like, think about life right now. Like, what are we doing? We're not doing anything to stop these things. We're just receiving the information. And so until something happens to where we are forced to reflect on why we didn't do it, like, I just want you to know that you're living in a time right now where things are happening that when we look back at it, we're gonna be one of those people. Like, not you, me. I mean, I guess we, in general, just like we're going to be like, how the heck did we let that go? You know, and historians are going to ask those questions about our generation, just as much as they did with the Holocaust, with slavery, with all that stuff. We're literally living history right now. Like, it's so ridiculous. So that's happening. I did want to break the ice a little bit because I don't want this to be too long, but I do want to call out that Cardi B and Offset are getting divorced. Why is this important? It's not. But I just thought...
It's not. Go ahead.
It was funny because... Everybody was like, I wasn't on Twitter for all like the memes or anything that people were like throwing around. But when I saw that headline, a part of me cackled, not at Cardi B because I felt for her. Like, I was so like, if anything, it's sad news because I'm sad for her. But I was also like, I was telling you earlier, like, I just don't understand why she went so hard for him. Like, he wasn't that great of a person. He's always, it seems like, been so disrespectful to her. Not even like cheating, because like all rich guys cheat anyway, but just like the blatant.
Okay.
All.
You think Obama cheat on Michelle? Stop it.
All rich guys cheat anyway.
Okay, bye.
First of all, I'm not going to sit here and cape for any dude. And when it comes to cheating, I'm not going to cape and look stupid. Got egg on my face.
I agree. I just think it's
saying, do I personally think that? I hope not. But will I be surprised? No. That's all I gotta say about that. I don't personally think so, but I'm not also gonna sit here and act like it's unheard of that he could have, because come on. No,
right. 100%. 100%. I just think it's
Steph Curry. people know that inside joke, because she likes to think that he's perfect. But like I said, same with Steph Curry. Do I think so? No. But will
I think that there is a possibility? Absolutely.
Hell to the yes.
Facts.
But he was like, not even like Obama cheated. You know, if it was Obama, we were like, oh my gosh, clutch my pearls. Like, but it was Offset. Like, y'all went into the marriage with issues.
I mean, facts. Facts.
Like, that's what I was like. I would have went into the marriage with issues, but quietly. But she was always on Twitter about how she, like, pleased him and did all this stuff. And I was just like, can you just build yourself up and not focus on him? Because it's going to be really embarrassing when you go so hard for this dude.
Or can you just, like, not tell us about it? Because, girl, we already know what type of nigga you got. And you don't know what type of nigga you got. And it's very clear. And that's okay. That's okay. You should support and believe in your man, girl. But the rest of us know what time it was. We already know.
Yes, she should ride. Like, if something comes up and she should ride hard for her man. But, like, for me, it wasn't even that. Like, it was more so the, like, obvious loudness about how great their sex life was and I'm just like, people like that, when you go that loud and that hard for stuff, obviously there's other things going on.
Overcompensation.
Because if I personally have a good man, I'm not saying anything about it. Like, if, because I do, I have a husband. But like, I was just
so, you hush.
Like, you know, girl mode. But like, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't, you know how great my man is to me? Because then some girl's going to try to come and get my man and see how great he is. And he may not be that great to them, whatever, but at least they'll try. And that's another temptation that I don't want to have to worry about. It is what it is. Like, I can't control people's, like, feelings or whatever, but best believe I'm be irritated. But I'm also not going to, like, if someone's doing good, I will appreciate them privately. If someone's doing bad, I will be upset privately. Unless I'm petty, pettier than Betty, and it's time to, like, get receipts. Like, but that's more so like Megan Thee Stallion, when, you know, if someone went on me, like, if someone did me dirty and then they had the nerve to talk out of their neck about something, okay, it's on. Like Donkey Kong, like, it's like about to go down. But like, if it's between us, it's just gonna be between us, not the world. So that's why I was kind of like, this whole conversation around it and not around it, because they didn't release any official statements as far as I know. So like, people were just coming up with like these think pieces, and I was just laughing, because they talk about what they don't know. But I think everyone knows that he cheated. So, I mean, I don't even think they have to say it, but there's literally the way that she wrote for that man, the only way for them to break up would be for her to have cheated once, and then he would have been like, let's get a divorce because of that, versus his 32,000 times. That
51 times.
Great, because they would be like, oh my gosh, I'm going through my problems, and I'm thank you, you're ride or die. The minute you even like breathe on another guy, all that we had was, oh, like, is this what it was for? Was it for nothing? Like, he's that type of person. And so that's the only thing I can think of, like, either in terms of him getting a divorce from her. Like, if it was, like, he was the one that, like, called it, but it was her that fouled it. So, obviously, he cheated. So, like, what else would she get rid of him for? Unless he stole all her money, but they're together, so. Or he could be hit her. But they ain't tell us that either. So
I highly
she would have had another mugshot, because I don't think
they told us that. Yeah,
but you know what? That's another thing too. Like, we always think that these women that like have this strong persona would be the ones that will fight back. But you also got to remember that they're just as vulnerable. They, while they might be quick to like beat somebody up that look at their man, they may not be that willing to like stand up to their man. So
that's real. And a persona is just that, it's a persona. So
yeah,
that's real too. I mean, I listen, like I said, Cardi's young, he's youngish. she'll have another, and he'll have others, and it's
multiple.
That on her. Right, it's that on her. She's beautiful. Yes, she's famous. She'll be fine. That's that on that. She'll be all right. She'll be just fine. I'm not worried about Cardi whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, I wish her the best, because I do know, like, any type of breakup is hard. Public breakups are harder. So I do feel for her, and I feel the fact that she went so hard for a man that, like, obviously didn't respect her the way that she should have been respected. So
she'll probably level up even more after this, because when you get rid of excess baggage and foolery, she'll probably level up even more.
Look at Sierra. We were talking about that too. Look at Sierra. But you know what? Maybe Cardi needed to deal with this so she can get her beautiful daughter. And because that, she loves her daughter to death. And I think that's probably more important. And it gave her perspective. So I'm glad that, like you said, she could find somebody else. She could find her a Russell as well and level up like Sierra did and keep it moving. Like, because she's smart. She's a smart girl. So, and she absolutely deserves the best. So, but yeah, so that's all I have for the things that I think you should know this week. It's very heavy. So I just wanted to like end with a light note, and not, because I had more to go, but it was just so, like the first one that I talked about, like that was just so heavy for me. And I want that to resonate with you guys more so than anything. So,
well, I have one quick thing that it's kind of been on my consciousness and on my heart this week that I want y'all to know. And you know, it's kind of a pivot from what Tisha was talking about a little bit, but it's really been on my mind. And it's like, I just want y'all to know that like self-doubt is a killer. It's a silent killer. And self-doubt, it will kill your dreams, it will kill your goals, it will kill your potential. It could kill jobs, opportunities, and relationships, and business goals. There's so many things that like self-doubt can impact in your life. And I just want y'all to know, and when I say y'all, I'm speaking to myself also, but also to y'all, like, I just want y'all to know, like, self-doubt is whack. And like, it's so whack. And like, whenever that starts to creep up, you got to do stuff to be able to like combat that. And like, the antidote to self-doubt is self-assurance, and you really need to like stand in that, like stand in, like, I can do this, I am able to do this, I accept this, I am worthy of this, I got this. Like, it's just kind of been on my heart. And like, as a person who's dealt with like self-doubt for probably my whole entire life, like, if for whatever reason, I don't know if it's like COVID, quarantine, 20, I don't know what it is, but like, I've just been, it's just been a heavy on my heart, like thinking about self-doubt and like thinking of like how it correlates to so many life decisions that I've made. Just on a personal note, like just like I see the correlation there, and it's just like, that's whack. Like, it's so whack. And I just kind of put it in my notes and really had it on my heart to share, like, with y'all. Like, I just want y'all to know self-doubt is whack. And if you're experiencing that and you feel that, you're human. I think it's a human emotion, but also, like, you can combat that. Like, that self-assurance, when you feel that self-doubt creeping up, you can just be like, actually, no, this is whack. Like, I'm not doing this. I'm not letting you win. I'm not letting you be the reason why I'm making a decision. Like, I feel you. I hear you, self-doubt, but nah, that's whack. That's super whack. So that's just what I wanted y'all to know. I needed to get that off my chest this week, because it's for whatever reason, it's been like creeping up on me a little bit more than usual. And it's whack. So I just want y'all to know that. Like, it's whack. It's a silent killer. We're not here for that at all.
Amen. Amen. All the way to what all of you just said, because I do suffer from the horrible self-doubt, and it has like paralyzed me in my life. And like you said, life choices, there's so many opportunities that I felt like I should have explored, but because I was like, hey, I'm not talented enough, or I'm not good enough, or I need to do this because like I need to keep it safe, because you know you're not going to be talented enough to even, you know, make up for the fact that, you know, you're trying this. So it's like, to me, it's like all these opportunities, like that's for talented people. Tisha, you're not talented. So why would you waste your time and your money like doing stuff like that when, you know, you can just make money doing what you're mediocre at? But like, and see, even me saying that, like, I'm great.
Flat out.
I'm great at my job. Like, I'm good at what I do. Like, I'm not mediocre. I'm great at my job. I'm great at things that I put myself, my mindset to, but like, I'm also in my mind thinking, but are you the greatest? And I think that's like, one of these days, we do need to like have a coping with it conversation about like narcissism. And I want to, because I remember watching Red Table Talk, and they had that conversation, Will Smith was on it, and he was like talking about how he was a narcissist. And I think a lot of people need to own up to those traits. It's not a negative thing, like you're not a sociopath because you're a narcissist, but I think a lot of times people that focus on the negative things about themselves, they have a narcissistic traits, to where in order for you to be that concerned about what other people think about you, you have to think about highly of yourself, or you have to think about yourself in a certain way. And criticism, even the slightest, can trigger like such negative thoughts. And some people cope with it like different ways. Like you have like the narcissist, like with sociopaths.
So hard.
Yeah, tendencies. Like those are the people that get like obviously the shine on when it comes to narcissism. But we also got to remember, like, people that, like, have these intense, like, feelings about self-doubt and stuff like that and criticism, like, that's a form of narcissism. Because for you to focus that hard about what people think about you, narcissists do that. Like, they care a lot about what people think. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's also a thing that is hindering us from, like, enjoying life and enjoying our blessings. So, but yeah, one of these days, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, well, we definitely need to table that. We can definitely get into it, because I think it's an interesting spin, because narcissism is a word that has such a negative connotation to it. And what you're describing is very valid, and it's not necessarily negative. It's kind of more of like, it's just an inherent trait that some people just have. And because you have that, it can come off as negative, but you don't mean it as negative. And it's really not about the other person. It's more about you and how you internalize. And, woo, girl, it can go deep, deep.
Yeah, you can go deep, deep. And you can even talk about, like, how, you know, it's not about, I had a thought, it's, like, not about you, per se, but, like, you know how, like, with the extremes with sociopaths, they tend to have narcissistic personalities as well.
An extreme, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you gotta think about empaths. Like, they also are probably the people that narcissists, and not narcissists, but sociopaths, like, prey on, like, that personality type is, like, an empath, because they care about what people think in their narcissist. So it's, like, that's, like, yin-yang type situation. Yep. So it's not necessarily empaths, I think, they care about people think, and they are in tuned so much so that it, like, makes them feel, where sociopaths, they don't feel, but they understand people and how they, like, interact. So you have two sides of the same coin. So it's like people fall within that, and some people closer to the other side, like empaths, and some people closer to sociopaths. But not that if you don't feel, like, if you don't obviously have self-doubt, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're, like,
sure.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, that's definitely something we should explore, like, as a conversation.
I will take that as a note, and we can explore that. But yeah, that's been on my heart heavy, a lot for this year. Like I said, because I think 2020 and the whole quarantine and all this social distancing has been very reflective. And that's something that's just really been on my heart. And I'm just like, self-doubt is whack. Like, it is so whack. And I really do see how it has impacted my life in so many ways, and so many decisions, and so many, like, I've taken a left because so self-doubt told me to take a left. Meanwhile, everything else told me to take a right type thing. So I just wanted to share that. Like, yo, y'all, I just want y'all, like, it's whack.
It is.
It's whack.
He's not welcome here.
Bye-bye, self-doubt.
Hey.
We out of here.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I'm like, real talk, if you survive 2020, listen, you could do anything, because everything was against us this year. Like, and I just feel like, and if you can get through this, something that none of us ever even expected that we'd be going through. Because sometimes I'd be like, Lord, why did you decide to make me alive during 2020? If I'm gonna be all the way around, be all the way real. Like, I have had that conversation with God, but then I think about it and I'm like, God allowed me to be alive during this time to show me that I can get through anything. And I think all of us as a collective, those of us who survive this trash that is 2020.
Well, even those that what the rest of 2020 looks like, but even those who got this far in the race,
that's real. Even if you got this far, even if you don't survive, you made it this far. And I think it's cliche to be like, oh, it's a gift, but no, it really is a gift. And like, you got this far for a reason. And so whatever you're doubting within yourself, let that mess go, because you know what? You made it this far. And whatever your self-doubt or whatever it's telling you or whatever you're feeling because of that, it's whack. Let that shit go. It's trash. It's lame. Don't do it. And that's just what I wanted y'all to know. Cause like I said, that's just for whatever reason I've been on my heart heavy quite a bit. And I just keep hearing that and I'm like, nah, you whack. Self-doubt. Bye.
No, I really like that. And I think that's a good spin on this segment. Like, we don't always have to talk about, like, news events and things like that. We should let people know, like, good, like, things that they need to know. Like, self-doubt is a bitch and you should slap the fuck out of her if you need to. So
excuse me. She gotta go. Self-doubt, you gotta go. Bye.
Need her out here. That's the one girl I will curse out, because we don't want you. Okay.
Yes.
But yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's going to close out our, I think we should know for this week, unless you have anything else.
No, that's it. That's all I wanted y'all to know. And then Tisha just shared what she want us to know. So we are good. We are okay to move on to our coping with it segment, which is the meat of the episode. And it's Tisha's episode. Hey, what you got for us, Tisha?
Okay, so I was going back and forth this week, back and forth, like literally even down to this second right now. What do we need to cope with, and then what do we not need to cope with? So I kind of want to do like a blended cope coping with it because okay. So because my coping with it this week kind of goes hand in hand.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look.
What is the Matrix? It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
So part one of my coping with it is, so on Netflix, I know there's like all this controversy on Netflix about that one documentary. So people are just like not subscribing. But anyway, go, if you have Netflix, just Netflix has been here for a while. There's a bunch of things in this world that show stuff. Well, I mean, people don't have Netflix, but I just, that's my, this is like part three conspiracy theory too. So we could talk about that in a second. But part one, on Netflix, there's this new documentary out called The Social Dilemma or Our Social Dilemma. I can't remember the exact title, but just look at Social Dilemma.
I'm Googling it.
And yep, go ahead. So in a nutshell, and I'm horrible at book reports, so give me a second, but I'll try to do it like as very concise as possible. But basically this documentary was talking about social media and the big techs, the people that started like Google, Facebook, Instagram, just YouTube, like all of these these presidents and vice presidents of these big social media platforms have since retired. And now they're speaking on like the dilemma that they saw and what caused them to leave that industry. And basically how it's changing the human psyche. And like people are literally addicted. And it's not like, oh, it's just exact. No, people are addicted. Like there's like, the people that started these apps, they have studied psychiatry and psychology, and they understand how the human brain works, and they design these apps and these social programs, even Gmail and Google, based off how the brain works. And so it is, they're basically taking knowledge of how human minds work and giving a computer the freedom to like continue to tweak and tweak and tweak and like make you think, like control kind of basically how you think based off your actions and how you engage. And it's the way that I'm explaining it is just like bare minimum. You need to watch it because it will literally blow your mind. And as somebody who is literally in that tech, that field and that industry, and this is something that I worried about, but it's like watching that, it like really solidifies like a lot of my fears. And also how I kind of had a sense of how this stuff worked. And so that's why I interact with social differently than I feel like the average person. Cause like, I don't post stuff on social media. Like I don't really engage with people on social media, but I do actively on social media, if that makes sense. So, but it like, because I know how it works in it, like a little bit, but I also, because I also know how it works, but also don't know how it works, I didn't want my life to be out there. So this kind of like solidified, okay, you were right to think the way that you thought. But so this, I don't know, it's just like they mentioned the Matrix somewhere in this, in the documentary, and it like triggered something in me because I remember, first of all, when the Matrix came out, it was like graphics top of the line. You go back and watch that now, you're like, ooh, ciao. But like is this what we were calling top of the line back in the day? Like, I'm surprised they didn't bust out one of those heavy cell phones. Maybe they did. I don't know. I need to rewatch it and see. But I
got a heavy cell phone. I can't.
It, like, when I watched The Matrix, I remember thinking, like, how would people get to the point where they were in a pod, like, plugged up to something and not know, like, to unplug it? And when I tell you full body chills happened through my body when they, as I was watching that and they like said Matrix, the way that we are being controlled through social media, not even just social, just through how we are now interacting socially as humanity. And because remember that one time we were talking on this podcast and we were talking about social media, because we talk about social media a lot, obviously we're in tech field, whatever, but like, and I was saying the algorithm and people were complaining about their news and it was showing this one thing, and I was like, well, obviously you know how you interact with people and everything. I was right, obviously, but that hit me differently because those are the people that are being controlled, because they literally don't know. Like, I have like a semi-awareness, like, that's not news. That's not how it works. But some people genuinely think I need to go on Facebook to get news. Like, and so that news is being controlled, and like what you're seeing is being controlled. So you're basically being controlled by a matrix in real world today. Like, we are living in the future that we joked about back in the day. And as you're going through this, you don't realize that you are literally living in dystopia. Like, so that's why, like, when, like, going back to, I don't understand how, when I was a kid, I didn't understand how people will get to that part. It's like the same way we don't understand how people with the Holocaust, like, can allow that to happen. We don't understand how people with slavery can allow that to happen. But as we're living in this, like, this time right now, we can clearly see how these things are happening. And we are at that cusp right now, A, with democracy being literally on the line with this election. And then also just bypass that election thing, but just in general, technology and what the path that we're heading down with it is frightening. And it's like, it's frightening, but it's also like, there's a chance for us to save it, but everyone needs to be aware before we can. It's not that technology is bad. Like, social media isn't, it's good and bad. And right now, the way that we're operating it is leaning more on bad, because there are no regulations to help us with the good. Just like when the industrial industry happened, it, in theory, it's good. Mass producing helps people get access to things that maybe wouldn't have been available because of the resources. So that helps society out, like, in the masses, but it also kind of messed our planet up. And now we're like, you know, but there was regulation to kind of help diminish some of the negative effects it had on the world. But obviously that is changing, and some of those, you know, regulations are out the window anyway. But like, but yeah, it's just climate change is real, and the matrix is real. We're living in the matrix. So yeah, so I saw that documentary and I was like petrified and I was like irritated. And, but I also like, as soon as I finished watching it, I went on my phone and went on Facebook and Twitter. So then I...
No, that's real. It's real.
Like, oh, and then I immediately deleted all my accounts. First of all, I can't, because with my job, I have to have social media. But it's also like, it's not an overnight thing. Like, as a society, just because we realize the problem doesn't mean we're going to change it tomorrow. That would be, in a perfect world, yes. But everything, just like you're not going to lose the 50 pounds you gain tomorrow, like, your body would go into shock if you suddenly drop 50 pounds, like, tomorrow. So there's your body had to gradually get to that point, and now you have to gradually get rid of that. So that anything like that, it takes time. So just basic awareness, like, if you step on that scale, and I'm saying this because we were just kind of like having a conversation earlier about this, but like myself mostly, but like when you step on that scale and you realize, oh, it's time to make a change. I see what's happening, and I don't want to go to that future. You know what I mean? So it's first step is awareness. You know, you have to see, like, this is what's happening, and knowing is the key. So now that we know, what are we going to do about it? And I think that's the question that our generation, millennials and Gen Z, and obviously their kids and our kids, whatever, like that, we are the people that need to answer that question, because it's here. It's happening. It's a thing. So what are we going to do about it? So that's heavy. So I was thinking about that this week. So I was coping with life by watching that documentary. Then like opening up all these can of worms.
That's fair.
What are you gonna do? Because obviously you just went on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram again right after watching that. So you're not gonna change overnight. But what can you do to like get yourself out of that? Like, you know, it's like a drug. You gotta like wean yourself off of it. So it's like one of the things that I really loved doing as a child, and I realized kind of shaped my childhood and just like my memories, was reading. And with this new world that we live in technology, I know that there's like the Kindle, everybody's reading on their phone or they read on their tablet. And since books have like mostly transitioned to tablet, I found myself not being able to really read as much as I did in the past. And I think it has something to do with just like the technology and the way my eyes like read and everything like that. Like I have a Kindle, so like I would have like the little lights and I would make it bigger and I would contrast it. But like, it was just something about it, like reading was just as enjoyable for me. And it just kind of took that nostalgia. I don't know what it was, but it kind of took it away. And so like I would buy, like I have so many books that I need to read, but like as I start reading, I just couldn't get into it. So there's like this Kindle, it's called Paperwhite, and it's basically, and Tara, you can see because I'm going to show it to you, but so it's like this really thin, it's almost like a book. It's really small and lightweight. And
wait, hold on. That's not your phone?
No, that's not my phone. You just
showed me. Oh, it's on your phone. I was like, wait, that's your phone. Okay, got it. Okay, I'm with it. It's a Kindle
paperwhite. I'm with it. And I'm going to show you. I don't know if you can see, but it's basically like, it's almost like reading a real book because it's like ink. It's e-ink or whatever. So it's back in the day when they first made like e-readers. It's like an e-reader throwback. And so there's no tablet. Like you can't go on the internet or a browser or anything like that. You can like go to Kindle. It's like this weird little integration where you can like go and download books and buy books within it, but it's not this. It's not the same experience as you would on a tablet.
Is it on Wi-Fi or you download the book?
You can Wi-Fi. Yeah, it's on Wi-Fi. I think it has Bluetooth too. But like, so it has some kind of capabilities, but it's very old school. Like, think of reading an actual book, but it's like thin. And you don't have to worry about changing the pages and stuff like that. But obviously with your thumb. So it's like a blend of both worlds, like books when we first like started reading. So I think that's kind of how our brains, or I say our, but maybe just me, but like how my brain remembers reading. But even when I picked up like an actual book, because I was so like in technology, it wasn't the same experience anymore. So it was hard for me to even finish like a physical book. So I got this and I was like, well, let me just get this, because I always meant to get one of these. And I was like, I couldn't justify it because I already had a Kindle. I was like, what is the point of getting this? But so I was like, let me see if this helps. And so I had some reward points on my Amazon card. Hey, but like, so I used those in addition. I mean, without the points, it wasn't that expensive. Like I got a refurbished version. You can probably get the new one. I got refurbished and it was just fine. I think it was like $40 refurbished.
Oh my God, that's not bad at all.
$40 or $50 refurbished. But I had like 20, so it was a little bit cheaper than that. But so I bought it on a whim because I was like, I want to read again. I know my Kindle doesn't work. I know reading physical books don't work. This is my other chance to do it. And so it came on Wednesday, and I've been reading like most of my nights because work has been crazy. So I'm not going to say that I have been reading all day because I haven't. Like most of the things, like I've been trying to catch up with work and stuff, But yeah, like on my off time, when I am actually able to just like enjoy, I haven't been like binge watching TV and I haven't been on my phone. I've just been reading on this Kindle. And it's like, it's so weird because it's like so old school, but not, it still fits in with like this technology world. And I bought like a little, because so the one that I got refurbished, I will say it doesn't have a backlight. So this is like when the light goes off, it's like a book. Like I can't see anything. And so they do have like Kindles that, Paperwhite Kindles that do have a backlight. But I chose not to get a backlight because I wanted the real authentic feel, but more like e-reader-esque, like, you know, so that it's more authentic to me. So I did get like one of those little clip-on like reading lights.
Yeah.
Put onto it and I read just like I'm reading a book, but it's so thin and easy to like transport. So it, so I can like, it's user-friendly, I guess. So it's just it for me. And then when you're outside, I know with like tablets, there's like a glare and everything on your, but this doesn't have a glare. So it's just like looking at the book.
I see that by the screen. That
yeah, it's like crazy. Like you can, it's like look at these words. So
Clearly Tisha is reading Harry Potter. She just showed me the words.
I'm not reading Harry Potter. Actually, I'm reading a book.
Oh, it's a Harry. I thought it was Harry Potter. What is it?
Funny, I should read Harry Potter. No. But this is actually called The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. And it was a part of my book club at work, which I didn't get to make. But I was like, I really wanted to read the book anyway. So I was like, let me just go ahead and read it, even though they already had the discussion. So, and it's really good and very intriguing. So I would recommend that book to people. I'll let you know when I get to end it, if I still do that. But right now I'm like very deep in it. I'm going to finish it tomorrow because that's how I finally have time off. So I really want to like get to it. But I was able to read Harry Potter on my Kindle, like as nostalgia. And it made, that's what got me into like, I really need to start reading again. But now that I have this, I probably can like knock out the rest of those books. Like in a heartbeat, but
I definitely thought that was Harry Potter because I know you're into Harry Potter, and I was like, I saw the word Harry, the name Harry, and I was like, oh, she read Harry Potter.
That's so funny, but no, this is like a character in this book, but no.
Okay, fair enough.
So that like me coping right now is me reading, getting back into reading, like and thoroughly enjoying it, and not having eye strain or anything like that. Like this Paperwhite, and this is obviously not. We're not getting paid for this. If anything, I'm paying Amazon way more money. So, let's not get it twisted. Like, but if they do want to sponsor, go ahead.
Okay.
But I will say, like, it doesn't necessarily, I don't know who else makes e-readers now. Like that, like, where it's just not, I don't know I'm in tech and I don't know the exact word, but it's not like it's not the same quality as your phone. Like, it's not high resolution. There are no pixels. It's basically just like paper and there's ink. It's like an Etch-a-Sketch. The Etch-a-Sketch back in the day, like the way that it looked, it's like that technology and there's little ink in it for your actual words in the book. And it's very refreshing to read a book on that thing because now I remember what it's like to like get lost in a book and it's not me just straining my eye. I think there's something with technology that just kind of triggers that thing in your brain. And the reason I got Paperwhite too instead of another Kindle is I didn't want the distraction. Like I wanted to be able to put my phone away, put everything away and not have to be able to go and switch to another tab. I didn't want any notifications. I didn't want any of that stuff. I just wanted to be able to read in peace.
And it's just called Paperwhite?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Paperwhite. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. So.
Let me look into that. I see it. Okay, Kindle Paperwhite. I see it. Okay. I just Googled it, so of course. This is interesting. For whatever reason, I have never even heard of this. So I'm just like, oh, okay. I'm obviously hip to Kindle and obviously hip to actual books, but like, interesting. So you can get, and again, this is not sponsored. We would love for it to be, but it's not.
I mean, I guess we could technically make a sponsor link. Use our link and buy it.
Yeah, we could do that. Y'all can buy it. you know, recommendation. Okay, so I'm seeing, okay, you can get an 8 gig or a 32 gig, which is a huge jump, but that's interesting. But yeah, I see this. Okay. From what you're showing me, what I like about it is like, it's like purse size, really. You can put it in a purse if you want, or like a bag, like your work bag or a tote bag or like a beach bag if you're gonna like read it at the beach or whatever, or the pool. So that's cool. I like the, I definitely like the size of it. And apparently, according to Kindle, Amazon is waterproof. So yeah, that's dope. Figures out.
How about the waterproof one? I think I might have, but I don't remember.
So I think they're all, it just says now waterproof. So I don't know if that's all of them or thinner, yeah, lighter, and now waterproof, it says.
But yeah, I mean, it's, that's a heavy recommendation right now for me is like, if you're in that weird transition where you want to read books, but you don't want to read on your phone, and even try it on your Kindle and you're just not getting the same thing. And then you also try reading physical books and you're not getting that same feeling. Try Paperwhite and see if that kind of helps you like get started with reading like heavily again, especially people that really loved reading when they were younger and for some reason it's just not clicking now. Try that and see if it helps, because it's helping me a lot. And I'm so like, me not being on social media as much as I realized how much I was on social media, but I didn't realize the extent and the addiction of it until like this week. Because while this week was really stressful for me at work, and next week will be just as stressful, and next week will be and like I said, we're in the end of a quarter and it's gonna be trash the rest of just now. But like, the anxiety that I felt like before wasn't on 10-10, because before I was tapped in. Anyway, sorry, sweetie, but
tap me.
It was like tapped in constantly. It was like 24/7 news. It was like watching CNN all day, every day, like for everything. And it was like, but taking a step back and reading, like there are things happening and it's still gonna happen regardless, but I don't need to be there every single waking second. And this has shown me that it's fine to step away and not, because then my mind mentally, I'm able to like regroup and handle like news. Like I will say, if I saw that news with Ruth Bader like a couple of weeks ago, I probably would have probably have like been hyperventilating because of the stress that I know, and all reading all the comments and seeing how everybody feels and being like an empath-ish person, like that's already getting to me, like so many emotions and getting angry that people are just trash humans. But I don't even care right now. I read the news. I read the headlines. I didn't go to the comments, and I'm recording.
Look at you.
And then after this, I'm probably not going to go to the comments. I already know the news. I know how bad it is. So now I'm going to go and read the rest of my book that I really wanted to finish this week. And at least, you know, get something good, because I already know what's up to date. So
good for you. That's awesome. So I'm proud of that.
Yeah. But so, I did earlier today, like early before this, like I started talking about what I was coping with. I did mention that I was going back and forth. And what I was going back and forth with was, should I just talk about this social dilemma documentary and how it's changing, you know, our lives, which I kind of touched on earlier, or should I talk about books and just this, like what I like to read and everything like that? Because I do want to have an episode dedicated to some of life-changing books. I want to be
time. We should do that, because we could even do like a series, because I've got some ideas and I'm sure you do too. So we should definitely do a book.
Okay, so let's like
some book episodes.
Yeah, let's leave it. So we're gonna try to have like episodes where we talk about, knowing what we discussed already in this podcast about obviously being in the Matrix and getting a Paperwhite to read to kind of get out of the Matrix. I do want to like continue that, like obviously we're gonna have playlists and everything for you guys to like get your mind going and your endorphins and everything up, but we do want to have like books that we recommend, because I'm gonna be reading a lot more and I'm probably gonna have more books to recommend. But I also do want to recommend books that changed my life and that I really want to fall back on and like let everybody know about as well. So, and we don't have enough time in this podcast, and we know now people have lives and everything like that, so we can't cram it all like in this thing, but I do think that's a necessary ongoing conversation. So, and topic.
Yeah, we will certainly do that, and we'll figure out a way to, when we have a book episode or a book series, maybe we'll figure out a way to put together a list of books and we can share that out to the listeners, and we'll do that. So we will, let's table that. I'm here for it. I think that'll be good. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And then part three, before we end this.
Come on.
So, like I said, the whole Social Dilemma documentary is new on Netflix, and I think it's something everybody should watch. Even me being in the tech industry, like, it blew my mind away. So that should let you know, that it's very important and you should watch it. And so my conspiracy theory to end the segment is that the people that are in charge of this world realize people are waking up to how they're, the new way that they're being controlled. And this documentary is really highlighting how efficient they are at controlling the mass population. And I think, just like people like to say, like with COVID, how it's a conspiracy and they're trying to control us. And you know, QAnon or QAnon, whatever the heck you call those people. You know, the people that like, it's Q Anonymous. So they have all these conspiracies about like human like child trafficking, and Democrats are like part of the pedo ring or whatever like that, all that stuff. So I do think that they have been trying to wean people off Netflix because it's becoming extremely powerful. Like, think about it. Netflix is one of the places where everyone watched things at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, we were collectively all watching it together again.
Oh, yeah.
So Netflix holds a lot of power. And for them to release this documentary called The Social Dilemma, where it kind of breaks down how humans are now being controlled again and we're in this matrix, was probably something that people like in charge didn't want to happen.
They done pissed some people off over there at Netflix.
Pushing this whole, get rid of Netflix, because they want to continue to keep us segmented in how we receive information, because before that they were able to control and they were in control, so that was good for them. And now with social, like internet and everything, everyone's getting segmented information, so they were able to control people that way in what they saw. But Netflix, everybody has Netflix, so now I think this is another way for them to say, hey, we don't want people watching that. Let's go ahead with this controversial documentary about children to where people feel like they have to like get rid of.
So it's funny you say that, because I noticed, so normally when you get on Twitter, something might be trending for like a day and like it might be trending that whole day, but then the next day something else is trending, right?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that Netflix, it was like, I think it was hashtag cancel Netflix, was trending multiple days, and I kind of was like, huh, kind of curious to me that this is trending multiple days. And I know that like the angle was, quote unquote, the angle was like the Cuties documentary, which I've never seen. I really don't know anything about it, to be all the way real. Mm-hmm. But I did see that was trending multiple days, hashtag cancel Netflix. And it's very curious to me that you're saying that documentary is out and people may feel some type of way. And it's very also curious to me that like, I've never seen the hashtag really trend for more than a day. I've never seen no hashtag really trend for like 2-3 days. This is literally trending 2 or 3 days. It might even be trending right now if I go look at Twitter. So I find that very, very interesting. I'm gonna watch that documentary actually, and we can maybe talk about it next week on the show, because I've never seen the documentary, but I am aware of what you're speaking about, because I can't remember if it was an article that I read or the Facebook twins, like the twins who also founded Facebook along with Mark Zuckerberg, who sued him or whatever. I can't remember if it was them saying in an interview or if it's in an article or maybe a fusion of the two. I can't recall, but I remember reading or hearing or seeing something where the psychology of Facebook specifically was talked about. And they talked about exactly what you're saying. Like, and this is years ago, talking about like how they play on emotions and how they have actually looked at the psychology and how humans are triggered and like how we like certain things. That's why notifications exist. And that's why notifications are red. And that's why you see the number of notifications, like all these things. And I remember years ago, I decided to not engage with Facebook because I was aware of like, oh, this is some psychological shit, which is interesting because fast forward to 2020, I'm still on Twitter and I'm still on Instagram, which I'm fully aware. But like you said, I'm going into it with an awareness that a lot of people may not have. So I didn't even know this documentary that you're talking about existed, but it's so funny to me because I seen hashtag cancel Netflix for like 2-3 days. So now this is all like full circle. So I am going to watch this documentary. Well, we could circle back on this next week because this is interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. And I personally recommend anybody who canceled Netflix because of documentary, A, cancel America because we have a pedophile in office as well, allegedly.
Come on! Come on!
Things, we might as well just cancel life. Just die.
Also, we can cancel America. Cancel America.
I will say, like, I would turn it back on in the sense, even if you have to have a pseudo email address and not give them your money, use your work email. If you
borrow
have
your homie's email,
like, use somebody else's login, do what you gotta do. But I do recommend everyone watching that movie because when I tell you we are in the Matrix right now and we are at a tipping point in society of what happens and how we're gonna allow this to control us, because they hit on controlling the election. The reason we have to remember that wars are not being fought with bombs anymore. Remember that. The way that they can infiltrate countries now is through technology. And we are literally...
Technology and psychological warfare.
Yeah, we are literally being attacked right now. And because of that, our nation is so divided. And... it's divided in the sense that, like, obviously there are racist people out there, whatever, but the way that we're getting information, it's fueling certain mindset and ideologies more so because people are thinking, oh, well, these people are only rioters and looters or whatever. And then the other side, these people are only racist and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And how can they? And it's, like, so polar. And in the sense that we can't sit down and actually have a conversation because... you are this way because you did that, and I don't even have a conversation about that because I don't need to. Like, and it's like, we should be able to sit down at the table and talk. Like, I understand that there are certain things you don't budge on when it comes to humanity, but there's also certain things that you need to realize perspective-wise how we got to this conclusion. And right now, everyone's not looking at the same thing to get to the same conclusion. People are getting different angles looking at one piece, like, and that's why the viewpoints are so opposite right now. And I do think watching this Netflix documentary is very powerful, and it's something that as a society should be recommended even before we even vote. I think people should look at that and understand how social media changed the 2016 election and why we're in this mess that we're in right now. And it's not political, like, oh, the lefties are doing that or the righties are doing that, because I don't believe in a two-party system. I don't believe in Republican or Democrat. I know that we have to vote for that because they're telling us to do that. So that's the choices we have at this moment. I believe that we can change it, but it's going to take time and us to continue to be a democracy for that to happen. But, like, so I'm not for that, like, oh, I don't believe anything Republicans say, or I don't believe anything Democrats say. Like, I think that's stupid. So regardless of where you fall politically, you got to remember, like, do you really want someone to determine what you're able to see, or what you have access to? Like, because that's where we're going as a society. They're pulling the levers. You are in the Matrix. So before you fall victim to any of these, like, and I'm a big conspiracy theorist myself, so, but when I saw that, I was like, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to silence Netflix because they understand the power that it has.
Oh So you saw it trending multiple days too.
Yes, I did. Cause that's why when I first saw that trending, I was, first of all, I was irritated because I was like, okay, so we gonna forget Dance Moms didn't exist? What was that? Like, I watched all of Dance Moms. It was trash TV, and I was like, these poor girls. But I was like, of all the things that we let people and things get away with in society in general, like all these beauty pageants with these little girls in it that you guys didn't care about, gymnastics, like all of these things that these kids are put into these weird adult situations that y'all are fine with, but this one documentary, I suddenly have a problem with. Like I said, I don't know the full background of this documentary. I don't care. I'm not watching it. Because I don't believe in looking at kids like that anyway. So I was never going to watch it. So, like, I don't understand why that's...
Like, it doesn't even interest me. Yeah,
so,
I wasn't gonna watch it.
So don't watch it. Okay. End of story. But, like, so that aside, like, I'm not for it, obviously. But I'm also, like, not stupid enough to know, like, to think, why is this suddenly such a big deal? Like, because that, when I start seeing like a trend and everyone's doing the same thing, like my mindset is naturally like, why? Because I'm one of those people that I just like to look at trends and data. And so like, I too will be on Facebook as they were talking about it. Like, I'm probably part of the crowd that's like stuck in the matrix. But I also, part of the reason I'm on social media as heavily as I am, because I'm always in the comment section, is because I want to know why. I want to know why people operate. I want to know what's happening. I follow different like news organizations. I follow different people. I look at different people's perspectives because I don't want to just hear what makes sense to me. I want to know why other people are thinking the way they're thinking so that I can be prepared. And so when I saw that, like you said, that this was trending and it was like such a big deal, I immediately restarted my Netflix because I didn't have Netflix. Sierra can like attest to this.
Wait, so that was trending and you were like, you know what? Let me restart my Netflix.
Netflix background.
I'm weak.
Just guys, watch that. And I think we're just going to end this coping with it segment this week on that note.
Thank you for sharing that. I will watch that this weekend and we'll talk about it next week, because it's funny that you mentioned that you've been into your books and you've been like really not looking at Netflix or TV, because I hadn't even seen that. You know, normally Netflix will like recommend things for you or like show you what the top trending things are in the country. I hadn't even seen that. So I will dig into that and we can circle back on that next week. Absolutely.
We'll do. Cool.
We'll do. All right. Well, let us know. Tisha, what is your joy of the week? We'll go ahead and move to our final segment. What you got?
You bring me joy when I'm down. I'll show much joy when I lose my way. Your love comes smiling.
So my joy of the week is basically what we just talked about. My paperweight Kindle, it has been amazing to just sit and read. You know, like, I forgot what that feeling was like. Like, and not as, because I would read, but I never got the same type of satisfaction as I do reading on this device. Again, guys, this is not an ad, just so you know. You buy it through our link so that at least we can make money, because you're going to pay Amazon anyway. But, but like, I just want to, I can't even describe the feeling, because I genuinely love reading, and it's so nostalgic and it's therapeutic for me to just sit back, not have to be tapped into technology or this matrix, and just read. And that's my joy of the week, because I forgot what that felt like and I feel joy reading my paperwhite Kindle. So yeah.
I love that. All right. Well, my joy of the week is pretty simple this week. I kind of spoke about it a little bit earlier. I've been enjoying fall. Fall season is here. The air is crisp. The leaves are falling. The humidity is low, so you know, I've just been enjoying that. Football season's here. Not that I'm like a huge football fan, but like I just enjoy the feeling and the nostalgia of it. So I'm just happy that fall is here. We made it, y'all. We made it to fall. We gonna make it to winter, and I'm just joyous and happy about that. So that's all I got.
Amen. Because I forgot about that. But yeah, today, on top of me reading my Kindle this week and today's weather, girl, it paradise.
It's a win-win. I love, like, I always say July is my favorite month of the year because obviously hashtag Leo season, let's go. But October is, even though it's still September, yes, I know y'all, but October is like my favorite month, like my second favorite month of the year, just because it's like fall. I love me some pumpkin. I don't care what y'all say. I love a pumpkin spice anything. Well, not anything. Let me not tell that lie. Some of that pumpkin spice stuff y'all be doing is too much, but the traditional pumpkin spice products I'm here for. But yeah, I'm here for the crisp weather. I'm here for a light jacket and a light sweater. I'm here for a sweatpant. Shout out to quarantine. A sweatpant. I'm here for it.
I'm putting a sweatpant and a jacket on. Hey,
I'm literally in a sweatpant as well. So, I will
say, like, and just we're gonna end this in like 2 seconds. But April, like spring is my time and fall is my time because they're very similar in weather and
allergies too.
Yeah, same. But April and October are like halfies. So, April, like, so that's why I like October too because it's kind of like my half birthday month.
Half birthday. What a Taurus thing to say.
Thank you guys for coping with us again on another week. We thoroughly appreciate you for sticking with us this long. Tira?
Absolutely. Always do. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening. If you want to reach out or follow us or keep up with us, we are at Coping With It Pod on Gmail and also on Instagram and also on Twitter at Coping With It Pod. But if you do want to email us, we're at copingwithitpod@gmail.com. Tisha?
Yeah, and that's all for this week, guys. That's our show. Did I say anything different? Anyway, thanks, guys. We appreciate it. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye, you guys. Thanks for listening. See you later.